patient name, Melissa Dickerson, D-I-C-K-E-R-S-O-N. Date of birth, 9/23 of 22. Date of service, 10/20 of 22. This is a 48-year-old female patient here today following up on a motor vehicle accident. She was originally seen here several months back, July 25th. She was in an automobile accident on July 21st. She was rear-ended by another vehicle. Since that time, she's had some neck pain and mid-back pain, although she does have a history of cervical spinal fusion in 2019, so she's had some prior neck injury as well. However, her neck pain originally had increased in mid-back pain and also had some right hand pain as well, she states, from the accident. She tells me she is improving, but she still has some mild neck pain. Also, she states that if she lifts anything heavy, she will have additional pain in her mid-back, and prior to the accident, that did not occur. Period to paragraph, this patient has not elected for any physical therapy, that she does not want physical therapy. She is taking Mobic, which seems to help her on a daily basis. Patient continues to have hand pain. However, she feels it might be due to her arthritis, which is long-standing. Period, new paragraph. She will return to our clinic in another month as follow-up. She will continue with her routine treatment. I've asked her to consider physical therapy. As for now, she has declined. Period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 119 over 70, pulse 73, respiration 16, temperature 98, oxygenation 98, current weight 166. Allergies to morphine, Celebrex, Bextra. Current medication, she's on an antibiotic, Cipro, 500 milligrams. Period, new paragraph. Medical history, hypertension, asthma, migraines, depression, anxiety, arthritis, bipolar, anemia, surgical history, hysterectomy, C-section, C-spine, and prior fusions to the back as well. Social history, negative for any drugs, alcohol, or smoking. Period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. She's not in any distress. She's able to perform rising and from a seated area and walking across the floor for me without any issues or any guarding. Period. New paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly. There is a scar posterior for the cervical spine for prior cervical spine fusions. Heart, positive S1, positive S2, there is no murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultation, abdomen soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. I've taken her through several range of motion exercises. She is able to move her head laterally to the right and left without any discomfort. She is able to raise her arms over her head. She is able to rise from a seated position and sit back down again without any assistance. She is not using any assistive device for any ambulation. Period, new paragraph. In the patient's own words, she feels like she is improving. However, there is still some residual discomfort in the neck as well as the mid-back. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Back pain, mid-back pain, and neck pain. Patient will continue on Mobic on a daily basis. I've asked her to consider physical therapy. She tells me that she can definitely tell she's improving. We will bring her back in another month for another evaluation.